everyone. It's your girl, Liana.
And this is Delilah. And we're the non-corporate girls.
Coming to you live from a rooftop.
Yes. This is episode 26.
Episode 26.
We're on a rooftop. The vibes are dope. The Chrysler building is right behind me.
Yeah. It's a nice city view we have here.
Yeah, it's so nice. So that we just came out of a meeting, which is part of our positive note. So we'll jump right into that.
Jumping right in.
We're making strides on the planning for our launch next month. So we're super excited. I had a dope, refreshing weekend. I worked half of it. The other half, I got to chill. Went to Coney Island.
Nice balance.
Yeah, I went on the Wonder Wheel. I was at the go-karts.
But how is Coney Island? I haven't been to Coney Island in forever.
I'm obsessed with Coney Island. Like, really? I've grown up with Coney Island my whole life. That was like my childhood beach. And then since then, they've like just done so many renovations and updates.
Because you know, it's old like, Coney Island.
But even old Coney Island, I appreciate it. So if it would still look run down like that,
dangerous.
Being in New York, we have beaches. We have like the hood. We got it all. We don't really have to go anywhere now that our beaches are the cleanest. Not really. But if we want to chill on a beach by the sand, we have that. And I like walking the boardwalk. On the weekends, they always have like DJs on the boardwalk. People be just dancing, chilling. I get my favorite shrimp and french fries. Like, it was just good vibes. Like, it was a great day. And like I said, I was complaining that I haven't been to the beach and I haven't tanned. So it was my, you know.
It was your beach day.
It was my beach day.
Okay.
I was not even supposed to go to the beach. That was a last minute plan.
I was going to say, because that's not what you told me.
Yeah, I definitely did. I was supposed to go to a foodie festival, and my line sister, she redirected our plan. She had like a family issue or whatever, so she couldn't come through. So I was like, you know what? Let's do the beach.
Facts. Okay.
So that was my weekend.
My weekend.
Your weekend was really good.
My weekend was lit.
You was at that Bad and Bougie brunch.
So I went to the Bad and Bougie brunch. And it was really great. It's hosted by Bad and Bougie. It's a group of four girls, I believe. It was a networking story. And it was at this restaurant.
You look nice. I seen your snaps.
Thank you. It was at this restaurant and somewhere on 10th Avenue. But
Clyde Frazier's.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't remember the name.
I've been there before. Do you go inside and shoot some hoops in the basketball? They have a court.
No. We were just in whole, like, restaurant brunch section.
Got it.
But it was dope. A lot of great women there to network and
there
meet.
There was a couple of people I seen, I know.
Oh, my God. And I reconnected with Carmen Lilly. So I was mad amped about that. She's my new friend. Y'all just don't know. And for those of you who don't know who Carmen Lilly is, she is a fabulous stylist, personal shopper. And she was actually Rihanna's first personal shopper. So I just love her. But anyway, I can get more into that later.
What was she wearing?
Oh my gosh, she was wearing these cute, like wide leg pants, a tank top with a scarf around her neck. Her hair is lit. She has like this huge like afro situation.
Nice.
So she's just dope though. But she's so down to earth and nice. And she's gonna be our hashtag obsessor at some point. But anyway, and a guest.
And a guest.
But whatever.
How about she be our hashtag? I know we skipping it, but why she don't be our hashtag obsessed with this week? She could be.
Because we gotta save her.
We're gonna save her in her pocket. We have a good one for this week. Let me let you know. But we're gonna save you in our pocket, girlfriend.
You know, I have such a connection with Carmen Lilly. But it was a really dope event. Shout out to everyone I met there. My friend Marsha from Marsh Bar Closet was there. A lot of great people. A lot of sponsors from L'Oreal. Who else was there? Google. I mean, it was just a really great brown girls event. So
what was the topic? Like, what was
networking.
Oh, was it
so just bad? Yeah, it was just really a networking thing. I won a raffle. I never win anything.
I see. You won some speakers?
No, I won the Google version to Alexa. Everyone was like, I was like, yeah, I won that.
That's cool. I seen it. I thought it was a speaker. No, I mean, it is a speaker, but it does anything.
Yeah, so it was really fun. And then Sunday I chilled out, but either which way.
So
that was kind of our high for the week there. Getting into a hustler spirit. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to give the guys from Driven Society just a huge applause. Thank you for being our second guest on Non-Corporate Girls.
Yes, it was fantabulous.
Yes. I used to say that word.
I say it all the time.
They were so dope. You know, Delilah showed some behind the scenes last week.
Guys,
you know?
It received good feedback. We've still been pushing it out. If you haven't listened to it, episode 25 right. is a dope one. So
dope. They drop a lot of gems, y'all. A lot of, and it was really great to talk to them because they're a duo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was good to kind of see their relationship, how they're moving through things. And it was just really informative, I felt.
No, yeah, it was. And even the people that they mentioned and shout out, have helped them along the way.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. It really does take a team. And I read something today in all right, this girl that I know, we mm-hmm. met during Fashion Week. It's so funny. And she had reached out to me a while ago because she was putting together some books. So I wrote like a personal essay to my father.
Ooh.
And yeah, and I still have that. And I guess she never got to put all the compilations together. It was like letters to our fathers or DFL, something like
yeah.
that. She's super dope. She's from Milwaukee. Her name is Jasmine Henley, and she is doing a Milwaukee podcast festival. It's coming up soon, so shout out to Jasmine. And she reconnected with me through a newsletter, and in the ending of her newsletter she like speaks about like if you received this email, it's because you was either a part of Letters to Our Fathers or something that I've worked on. And I'm kind of like, you know, I've been MIA, but I'm back.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing. And also she ends it with like, we're not islands. We need each other. We need to build team because
yeah.
we can't do this on our own. And that part of the newsletter stood with me. So yeah, at the end of the day, speaking of Driven Society, it like reconfirmed we're not an island.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
It
and you just really need to like handpick and be selective of who's a part of your village. Another thing that I read today that stood out to me was I was reading a meme on Instagram, and it said, I just told somebody great news, and then the energy of the conversation dwindled. Stay woke. And I was like, yup, there's people that you think support you, and it's
don't.
Like they're not appreciating your great news. Like, as soon as anybody gives me great news, I'm hollering and shouting and clapping like if it was my own success, because I'd just be happy for anybody to win, because I just feel like if you're in my presence winning, there's something down the line that makes me feel that I'll be next.
Yeah,
you know,
but
so and even if I'm not, I'm happy that you're doing what you're doing.
Everyone doesn't have the same
so
sentiment.
You need to pay attention to people's energies that you share
like
shit
don't
with.
Be a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm. Like
know?
If you're not really here to support me, then
And there's a lot of people like that every day.
And it's a shit of their motherfucking self. Like Cat Williams says, like, your self-esteem is a thing of you. So me winning has nothing to do. You losing has nothing to do with me. Like, everybody has their highs and lows. And just like
path. Everyone has their path.
And like with Cardi B, this is her time. Like, she literally put out a post on Instagram because, you know, there's some people. Not to say that if you start becoming a fan of hers today, that's not a problem. Like, so be it. Like, be a fan. Be supportive. Be, like
why?
Excited.
Yeah, like, why is it tit for tat? And why do we have to pick what you're investing in because it doesn't suit you?
Oh, my God. Preach. Yes. Like, and, yeah, like, wait. The content that I received this week, I'm just thinking about everything, like, I was reading
right.
and I gravitated to. Yeah, also need. Oh, wait. Let me finish that point. I'm Cardi. But with the whole Cardi thing, like, she was like, you know, y'all just coming on board now, the people that just discovering me because of Bodak Yellow. Like, I've been on this wave since I was 21 years old, putting in this work, like, not eating, like, not doing anything for my family, like, at one point stripping, like, all of this didn't just
happen.
It just didn't happen overnight. It's just happening now, and now y'all witnessing it. So it's like, as we all know, everybody has their moment. And their wave, like,
it's that
everybody
10
has
year to 1 year.
Yeah, everybody has their moment when they come around. Like, another thing I feel like everybody needs to take the time. I know it's only available on Tidal right now, but it's about to be publicly available, which I feel it would be a disservice to just be on Tidal, because I know everybody doesn't have Tidal. But the interview that Rap Radar had with Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
priceless. And it's a lot of things that we already know. Like, Jay-Z, he's one of us. There's nothing that sets him apart in what he's accomplished. It's just what he's done. Like, that's his journey, right? And so the things that he shared, it was just like, why we be hating on the next man for doing great? Like, why can't we support people that we know? It was just like so many reminders, because I know for a fact it's not shit people haven't heard before. But just hearing from him and realizing like his awareness of, right. of the same shit I'm aware of, like.
But that's why it's like there's so many platforms that support women, especially women of color. Yet there's so many people, women of color, who kind of put everyone else down around them. If it's not them, if
like
it's not
Cardi said,
them.
She like, was like, most of the people that put me down is my own people.
It's all the time. And remember when we went to that 360 Her Source event, homegirl, your girl,
yes,
Melanie.
No, not Melanie.
What's her name?
Oh my God, why can't I remember?
Drawing the blank.
I'm drawing blank.
But she said it best. She was
Which,
just,
by the way, she said she would be a guest on Corporate Girls.
She said it best. She was like, it's my own people.
Like, why we get mad that we change our hair, that we get surgery, that we do ABC?
And in my comments, you're sliding in my comments trying to bring me down. Like, why?
And it's another woman of color, another brown girl, black girl.
It's
why
ridiculous.
Why are you so mad, Mom?
But that's why, non-corporate girls is very supportive of everyone. And this is why getting, continuing with the Hustle Spirit, Urban Mag, a Snapchat takeover.
Yeah.
This is why I was really happy to be a part of something like that. Because another site that just shows positivity when it comes to women and us helping each other and supporting each other.
And let's not get it all the way twisted. Very supportive of quality shit.
Quality.
Because I will also be that same person that tells you, it's not that I don't support you. I want you to deliver better, to do better, and give some top-notch shit out. Like, don't just
right.
be putting out anything and expect, because I am a person of color, to support you.
And see, and that's the misconception, though. Like, a lot of people get upset when people of color don't support them with XYZ, your business, blah, blah, blah.
Your shit is whack. Your shit is whack.
What are you putting out there?
Your shit is whack.
What is this? How can we support that?
Traka.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I'm not
exactly.
here for it. Because
but
I don't expect for me to put my name, attach my name to anything
that's not of quality.
Yeah.
Because this is your brand the same way.
Yep. So, simple as that. Like, run it by people. Ask for people's advice and feedback.
Yeah.
Like, look at how other people did it the wrong way and bring it back and correct it. Things could always be improved. I always say, like, at this point, nothing could really be reinvented or invented. Nothing's really original. Is how your delivery and execution, that's
exactly.
how what sets you apart.
And also, and stop being tit for tat and feeling like everybody owes you something.
Nobody
you know
owes.
What I'm saying? Like, we all out here grinding, we all hustling. Like, don't nobody owe you anything.
yep. Real talk, real facts. We just came out. We just came at y'all a little bit.
Slightly,
it's just coming
slightly,
out of a good
slightly.
Place. Like, my heart is
slightly.
Pure.
But we definitely want to give shout out to Desiree for hooking us up with Urban Mag Snapchat Takeover. That was really fun. That was our first Snapchat Takeover, right, as non-corporate girls.
As non-corporate girls. So shout out to Urban Girl Mag. They're on Instagram at Urban Girl Mag. Also on Snapchat. Our takeover was super dope, like super engaging. People reached out just commenting, oh, I love the products you use, oh, you are beautiful, oh, your carpet looks nice, like just commenting
random
on
stuff.
Random stuff. And we were just mad real and transparent. We took people on our day of like just what we do, my skincare routine. Ayana spoke on her like what she wears to run whatever, like her fashion sense for that day. She spoke on it, and it was just like dope to get the feedback from people who were tuning in and just wanted to connect with like the resources that we shared.
It was really dope. And it was cool. It was especially cool for me because Delilah gets to me all the time, but I'm not really on Snapchat like that.
Ever.
So I was forced to like be on Snapchat more.
Join the other side.
And it was pretty cool. So shout out to Urban Girl Mag for that.
At the same token, while we were there, we had people over here on the Snapchat Instagram stories.
Not the norm.
Shout out to them. They're the @ mm-hmm. not is NAWT mm-hmm. the norm.
Yes.
So it's not, because I was looking for them NOT.
Right.
But they're not the norm. NAWT the norm. on Instagram, and they are two dope women. They took over our Insta stories and shared an event for Twitter.
Yes, which was really
about diversity.
Yes, really great event. Lots of good gems they shared there. Yep. Homegirl Gia Peppers was on the panel, right?
Yep.
That was cool. So thank you, ladies, for even like reaching out to us. That was really cool.
If anybody else wants to do a takeover, has something dope that they want to share and let our audience in on,
yeah,
definitely reach out to us at noncorporategirls@gmail.com.
Yes. Something else that we shared during our takeover for Urban Girl Mag was our wonderful dinner during restaurant week with We went to Cash with Mori Soñando, right?
Yes. They are at Mori Soñando _.
Okay. That's right. There. Follow them. Dope, dope girls doing something real good. And just genuine people.
So dope. It was like catching up with old
girlfriends.
They are hilarious. Shout out to Aura and Anna. They were turned up at dinner. And we even got, like, the chef, like, treated us to shrimp on the house.
Yeah.
That was so good. I had some salmon.
The salmon was delicious.
It was amazing.
Cash was turned on Friday.
It was so turned.
It was turned.
We were shouting.
It was Thursday? Thursday.
Oh, it was on a Thursday.
Yeah,
it was on
Cash
a Thursday.
Was turned. Yeah.
The music was lit. The vibes was good. The drinks were good.
Yeah.
I had rosé. We had rosé. You know,
we had rosé. Also, just a side note. If anybody knows a rosé sponsor, let us know.
Oh, have a favorite rosé brand that we should reach out to and they could collaborate with us for the launch.
That'd
because
be dope.
We are doing our homework on that. We trying to have libations.
Yes. Lots of libations.
That dinner at Catch Was Good was my first time. The ladies at Mori Soñando are super supportive. And with them, their five friends who, like, known each other forever, like, almost family. And they have just a lot of content they share. They're all about the content, the experience.
All
and, like,
about
first
the quality.
First-person narratives. So everything is, like, from something they experience or someone they know or, like, a collaboration they've done. And they really put the pen to paper and share their stories. So check out their content. It's www.morisoñando.com. And, yeah, you can even contribute and write for them. They're looking for contributors. So if you want, if you have something to share, you should definitely reach out to them.
Definitely.
Great.
Do we have any? I feel like we're missing something.
From?
I feel like there was something else we wanted to share.
We spoke about
German
that.
Society, Urban Night.
Hold on. For your
or is that it?
The bougie bunch, it seemed like way more stuff,
but all right, cool.
That was a lot of stuff.
I mean,
fun.
You see, we've been networking this week and really getting out there. I mean, we are out there every week, but we had some quality stuff this week, which was really dope. You know, we interacted with a lot of great people, girls and guys, which is really cool.
We didn't get to go to our meditation event that was last week because our interview went long, but the interview was just so good. You can't, like, interrupt greatness.
And it's all good. You know, we're always on the roster for some event, so it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
So, off the record, this whole eclipse thing, like, let's talk about it. Because I really didn't care about it, obviously.
I was caring after about you, it a little too much,
After you were telling me about it, I'm like, okay, I like the new energy.
No, because, look, this is how I feel. First of all, everything is amplified because of social media,
of
one.
Course.
So, you don't want to miss the experience and everybody's hashtag talking about eclipse and, like, you're out of the loop. That's one. And just for me, naturally, I'm always knowing what's on the up and up, checking on what's, like, you know, what's trending. And when I was seeing Twitter yesterday, there was, like, a live stream via Twitter hosted by the Weather Channel. And they was just speaking about, like, the history, when the last time this happened, and, like, what's happening. And I am just a person, like, when it comes to, like, things of mysticism, like, the ocean and, like, the galaxy, things that are beyond what our eyes allow us to see, it's so intriguing to me.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, the fact that this hasn't happened in 100 years, and, like, the moon and the sun are literally going to be in one. I always feel like, and this is maybe just something that I do, like, there's certain things that happen that always bring a deeper meaning to life for me.
Of course, yeah.
So I just felt like when I was hearing people just speak about the eclipse and, like, you know, Scientology hasn't proven that it does anything to us per se. Like, there's nothing proven. But I just think whenever some type of phenomenon that hasn't happened in years, it is a reflective way to like make some type of transition or like a renewal of some sort.
A turning point,
which is the theme for this week's
episode,
because a solar eclipse can, I was reading from Pop Sugar, it could bring about new beginnings and opportunities, reveal things that were obscured from our view, cause a shift in perspective, and mark a turning point. And you know, when we listen to like astrology or read our horoscopes, or you know, all of these things are not bases we live our lives on, like for me per se, but it just gives a gauge and it gives you an aspiration and right. just like
gives you some insight.
Some insight to certain things. And I do believe in energies and higher
definitely,
powers.
Definitely.
And so I just feel like all of this resonates. And you know, I feel like a lot of people can agree with retrogrades and stuff. And
oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, happening. So all of that, I feel it aligns mm-hmm. with whatever your innate purpose is or whatever we individually have going on.
Okay.
And so I was mad obsessed over like just it happening and me being alive in this lifetime to experience it.
Okay.
So I didn't take it for granted. So let me tell you about my story of how I thought. It was like one of those memes with like what you think is gonna happen and in reality what it looks
really
like
happens.
So I went, before I was leaving to head downtown, I went and I had lunch, and then I was like, I had this all, because they, some sites showed you like homemade ways that you can view it in a safe way, because I didn't have the lenses. Like,
yeah,
I got like this intrigued about it like the day of, like I was hearing of the eclipse and whatever, but I wasn't like planning this whole how I was gonna go about
right.
it. It was like when the day comes, I figure it out. So that's what I was doing. I was figuring it out. So then I went to the corner of, around my way on Z-Cobb and Wyckoff, and I seen there was a. So before then, I told people like how I thought I was gonna visualize the eclipse. So there was a tree. And I was by the tree, and you know how a tree, it gives shaded area, but then there's areas of where sunlight comes into the tree.
Right.
So I thought that I, to be safe, I was gonna look at the ground, and once the eclipse was happening, those pockets of sunlight that were coming through the tree were gonna turn dark, because now the sun is being eclipsed, right? No, that was not how it worked.
No,
it was a bright,
what happens?
Sunny. It was, first of all, I thought there was going to be some type of, like,
I thought, like, the sky was going to, like,
I thought it was going to become dark.
Yeah,
yes, at least
no.
not, like, not necessarily dark, like, nighttime, but, like, a shaded, like, you know,
like
when before the rain comes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that was going to be a significant
yeah.
difference. It was not that
no.
at all. So then, the block I was standing at, there's a post office. The post office is there, so, like, the way where the trucks back in, like the loading dock.
Yeah.
So the guy was there from the loading dock, and they have like these this headwear, I don't know what it is for like his work, but it is to protect the eyes from the UV rays. So I looked in and I seen the eclipse, and I was like, if I did not have this eyewear, I was what eclipse I thought I was seeing, because
you could only see it with
you
that.
Could only see yeah. it with the glasses, like what was, and it's just so crazy, because when you bring that back to your life, right, and you apply that to just how life is, there's so many things that you can't see, but they're happening.
Oh,
and if you're
course.
Putting the work in for it, it's gonna come to fruition. And just like that, like the sun was getting eclipsed, and although I couldn't like see that specifically, like abruptly, like the sun eclipsing, like that change was happening whether I could see it or not.
Right.
So sometimes the same things with us, like changes are happening whether we see them or not, and sometimes it takes a while before we can see what they become.
Mm-hmm.
But changes and shifts are happening constantly in our lives.
Change is the only thing constant.
Right, but the only thing also that you're not always aware of, and things like
you're
change,
not aware of half of it.
Well, that's the thing. People think they're aware. Mm-hmm. Like you think that change is something that's gonna be very distinct. Like
no,
like changing your hair color, you can see that
change.
It's not
always that like clear.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes we want
to.
Like when we want
like,
the answer,
yeah, like,
we want the
like
answer.
Now, like I
want
to see
yes,
it now.
Yes, I want to know what the answer is, and so I can move forward. And
it's
then
not always tangible either.
It's, I think 95% of the time is not tangible, and this is what I'm trying to deal with. I
yeah.
feel like a lot of us try to deal with, because we want that answer. And it's not always that we want the validation. It's just more is like I want an answer, so I know if I'm going the right way. Should I make this
we need
right?
That validation. Yeah.
It's just so crazy. So then, yeah, I got to see it that way. And then me and my friends started sharing pictures of how they were seeing it, because some there was like a viewing party some of them had at their office, and one of their coworkers did like the HDR setting for it, and they got a really good picture, and then I did some videos. So I didn't even think to use my camera because I was really caught up on like being safety. Oh. No, being present but being safe, because I was a little bit paranoid about my eyes. Oh, like, yeah, you know, no. I didn't want to look directly. Like, yeah.
It was serious. Like, yeah. There was a lot of health and precautions.
And afterwards, I felt like a little bit of headache. I don't know if I was just scaring myself a second, because I'm like, you know, although this man said that this was safe, like, what if these glasses weren't safe?
Or
yeah, I was like paranoid, but I can see, guys, and today's another day. My vision is still here and going. I do wear contacts, but I think I'm set.
You're as good as you're gonna be.
Right. So yeah, so the eclipse thing, it was just like a dope all around experience of like how I went about it and just how it ended up being. And like I said, what you actually see versus right. the reality and all of that. So yeah, that was my hashtag eclipse 2017. Whatever.
I mean, I feel like how do we follow up after that. I feel like that's it. Like
this is the takeaway I want you guys to have. And also another thing with saying that, because you know, some people just be too good for life or too like always commenting. Like, why people was mad that people was hype about the eclipse? Like, let people live, let people rock. There's always somebody that's just hating. I mean, that's just the nature, I guess, of life. But like, you be sounding and looking bitter, y'all be looking real bitter. Like, let people rock.
If everybody was the same, we wouldn't, the world
no but it's
be
not
different.
About being the same, it's just about like, if just don't comment.
No,
like,
but it is though, because we can't tell people not to comment if they got an opinion.
But because people care about watching their clips.
Look, people
fuck
comment for
here.
Everything.
Y'all need to all the way fuck
people comment
here.
For everything.
Yo, y'all miserable.
It don't matter.
Like, I understand commentary on things that are subjects comment, but shit that's happening, like, I don't have control of an eclipse happening. Like, this is the world,
matter.
This is nature. Y'all
people
need to do better.
People think they have more control than they do. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, people think they have more control than they do.
The
we
gag.
Don't have control over shit, but people
the
think
gag.
That they have more control than they do. So, them
people
commenting
so
makes
mad.
Them feel better. They so feel mad. Like they don't want to fuck with the eclipse. Why is everyone else? Just, it has to be on their perception, what they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're going to comment. And I say this because there were people on my timeline who were just like, blah, 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 blah,
whatever.
It's
another
so
day, another life.
That's why I'm like, everybody was out there. Like,
y'all are miserable. I can't.
You say tomato, they say tomato.
Right, and I say fuck you. But whatever. The shade. Really.
I feel like we should honestly just jump into the hashtag obsessed.
Yeah, let's bring it on lighter though, because y'all make me about to start arguing with each other by myself.
Okay, so while Delilah comes down, our hashtag
I'm
obsessed
calm.
With for the week.
I love y'all.
Is,
but I just want y'all to be nice. Like, why y'all to be so mean?
Because the world.
No, not my world. In my world, it's just like I have little, you know, what is this word called?
I don't know.
I have my moments.
Yes.
And but I don't have to bring my.
Crazy.
I am a little crazy a lot of times. But I just be my crazy be like internal and within. Like I don't put my crazy
on everybody else.
Yeah, I just want you to just, you know.
If the world was like that, we wouldn't have racism. Mm. Hate.
Oh my god, you're right. And
terrorism.
These are such big problems. I can't solve them by myself, so we're moving on.
So hashtag obsessed with Amanda Seales.
Yes, so we picked Amanda Seales for several reasons. One of them being that I have like my own personal story with Amanda Seales, and she came even into my radar recently, aside from the fact that she's insecure. I love her character there, she's mad funny and shit. But she was on The Breakfast Club, and that interview, it just made me be like, whoa, damn.
It's like a game changer, right?
I mean, not necessarily a game changer.
And how on the perception of her.
Yes, on the perception
Sorry,
of her.
Yeah.
That was a game changer. And then so, we had sent each other or shared with one another a meme that said, it takes 10 years to get to that 1 year you've been like searching for.
Yeah.
And I felt this interview of Amanda Seales was that moment. Like, her explaining that, because she's been in the game for a minute. Like I said, I've been a fan of like her, Lala, all of them been in the game, but because of social media and the internet, like now you could get more in tune with their personal lives and what they're going through and what happens. Back when they were around, it was like, what you seen on TV.
Like in high school.
Yeah, what you seen on TV was what you got, and that's it. So I remember it was around 09, because I had graduated from college, or maybe it was like right before going into grad school. I want to say 09, 2010. I had reached out to Amanda Seales. She was, she had like this show going on. She was doing her art. She was doing a couple of things, and she was looking for an intern. And I reached out to her, like, open to like, you know, want to work with her. And she did respond to me. Oh, I was in grad school, because what happened was that when she responded to me, she wanted me to follow up, but I was away for my field component, so I was in Europe. So the timing was off, and so I guess by the time I came back, she already had decided. I don't think she filled the role, but she decided otherwise, because then she was like not being responsive. So I felt, didn't necessarily feel away, because I was like, whatever, moving on to the next, and that went over my head or whatever. But a year after that, and I know now because of what she said in the interview, her life was practically in shambles. And like, she was talking about how she almost couldn't figure out how she was gonna pay rent. Right. And mind you, she worked for Sirius. She was a VJ there. She was doing interviews. This is somebody who, at the point when I reached out to her, she seemed pretty
famous.
She was pretty famous. Right. Like, if you was in that world, you knew of her in some capacity. Yeah. And she seemed solid and stable, but she wasn't. And which is totally fine, but it was just admirable. Because again, sometimes we just want to make up these narratives of how we think people are living their lives, and just because people show certain things on the gram or certain lifestyle, that they means they have it all together. No, it's just that people are not always going to show you when they're falling to the ground or crying or where shit is fucked up, because I'm not trying to dwell on that. I'm trying to come out of that. Right. So just her story and how she was speaking about it, and being among her peers, because Charlamagne, Envy, and Angela Yee are her peers. Like, she came up with them, and although her level of success took a little bit longer, as she said herself, she's genuinely proud of them. She was like, I remember I was crying, I was listening to the Breakfast Club, and I was like, just legit proud of you, because like, yo, we was all on the come up. And like, it's now and currently through Insecure, and because Amanda has sold shows. She has like a show that she does
like
every
a series,
first,
right?
Like a series every first Tuesday of the month in LA. She says it's a sold out packed show.
I'm like, we need to check that out.
Yeah, if I ever go, if anybody's ever there, like, I definitely want to go. I don't know if she's gonna bring it to New York, but like, she's a writer. She's like about, like, she's worked in every aspect of the game to know how shit operates. So, like, she's really paid her dues.
Yeah.
But it's not until now she's not being recognized for certain things or really reaping the benefits, because she was saying also in this interview, which I really, really suggest you guys listen to it, because it's just, like, mad relatable, mad real. She was talking about in the interview how at one point people couldn't take her. Like, she was just too much. And I was one
yourself.
Of those people.
Yeah.
And I was already a fan of her, but there was just summer, like, her delivery on things, it was just like too strong arming, and it was just like a little bit extra. And it was not that I stopped
that
support
too.
It was
like,
just
she
weird.
Was one of those people you either liked or hated. There was
and so I liked her, but then I just was like, got annoyed by her. But the fact that in her interview she brings this up, and she was very aware of that, but at the same time I appreciate that she's not compromising her morals.
Right.
She's not selling her soul to a devil. She was not selling
you gotta be
ass.
Authentic.
She's fucking has authentic, and she's probably the last of the Mohicans. So it's like, I have to commend her. You have to like give people like their credit when credit is due. And she's just a hard worker. Like, she's not over here trying to get the handout like the easy way. She's not giving up ass.
She's
to
putting
get
in work.
Yeah. And even so, then because of that interview, now I went into her Instagram, I started like just catching up and seeing what she was posting, whatever,
what she's been up
and
to.
Like, another thing that kind of went viral that she was in talks of was the conversation, the dinner with her, the chick from the morning show, that she has black hair. Oh my God, you know who it is.
I know, but I can't. Her name is escaping me right now.
It's escaping me. And then it was also Kim Kardashian's dad, Bruce. Well, what's her name now?
Oh,
she's a her. And I'm sorry, her name is slipping me too. But Ayana's cracking up because I'm seeing Bruce. But but whatever.
Wait, but why? Wait, why are we drawing a blank though? What? Why can't I not remember her name?
I don't remember her name. It's what? Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner. Yes, oh my God, I apologize.
So
Caitlyn.
It was Caitlyn, and then the other one was from. She's from the Morning Show with Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't.
She's that white chick with the black hair. I don't know, but she was part of that discussion too, and they was just having a conversation about like race politics and. You know how an experience as a black woman is different because Caitlyn Jenner was trying to like equalize herself to some levels.
What was Caitlyn saying?
Bullshit, mad fucking ignorant as fuck. And Amanda was not here for it. And Amanda was like serving the tea hot.
Yeah.
And they were not ready.
Cause she comes out strong. Like
she does come out strong. But with reason.
With facts, yeah.
With facts, with reason, with legit shit. And so sometimes because of the strong, and that's why like some people don't want to listen to the message because of the messenger. But what she has to say needs to be heard.
It's valid, definitely.
And so, yeah, so that was another thing that she was like, you know, that have went viral as a recent. And then she's just mad comical. Like she makes commentary funny out of everything. So supposedly a guy approached her. And wanted to take her on a date or do something, but like he was just weak on his old approach. He was like, she was like, why you think I'm gonna give up ass and like, you know, you haven't like courted me properly or whatever X Y, like shit that us as women should be making ourselves pride possessions off the gate. Like, don't make this shit easy. You know, so don't be mad at me for making it hard because these bitches out here is making it easy.
Right. I was gonna say, don't come to me easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Amanda, I just want to shout you out, girlfriend.
What up, girl?
Because I see you. We see you. We see what you're doing.
And we applaud it.
So round of applause. And so yes, so she's our hashtag obsessed with. Has real as they come. Dope things going on. We love her Insecure. We hope that you know,
more
success
good things to come.
Yeah, more things come to you. Success continues to follow your way, and that you can still be an example and be who you are and not have to separate the two ever, because that's what we're striving for. So
complete authenticity
at
always.
at all times.
So to wrap it up, let's get into Let's Talk About It. And since our theme for the day is a turning point, and the whole eclipse thing that you shared amazing knowledge with us all about,
I hope that dropped the gem too.
The question for the day.
Yes, the question is like also a reflection. So it's a question we're posing. We're gonna answer it, but it's something for you guys to reflect on and think about. Just being that this is a renewed kind of, like a new
like
day.
It's like transitions, shifts are happening. So let's really like all think about what that means for us.
Absolutely. So with that being said, is there a turning point currently in your life, and how would you like to embrace that?
Right.
So for me, the turning point is just shifting. Not my mindset per se, because I'm very aware of myself when I fall into, like, you know, those moments where shit just, nothing seems like it's going right.
Okay.
But just reframing my thought process and deleting the thoughts that no longer serve me.
Right.
So if it's not something that's going to help to move forward or be progressive, mm-hmm. it doesn't serve me. So, like, remove those thoughts.
Yeah,
like,
I love that you said serves you.
Yes, thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here. This eclipse girl. From Monday to next.
So
you better check me out.
I'm absolutely done with you.
I can't. You know what? I read another meme that said, "Oh, I think somebody sent it to me. Oh, it was of Sin. It was of Sin dancing and with her belly and all. And the caption was like, life don't take you serious." So don't take yourself serious. And I was
like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so true. Like life don't be playing with us. It's whatever life wants to happen,
right.
It will happen.
Life things were a joke, actually.
You know what? And I'm gonna laugh. I'm
just
here
laugh.
To laugh. So yeah, those are the things that don't serve me. And I know that me and Ayana, we take turns whenever we having like these days of funk. And I'm just like, Ayana, you need to whatever you could control and change and do, you do that.
Yeah.
If you can't do it because it's not something that you have the power to do, fuck it. Like,
right.
just just
you can
all the
only
way.
Control what you can control, and that's it. And mainly that's yourself, and even then that's questionable.
Yeah,
I feel you. So I would say.
So what about you?
For me, kind of similar along the same lines, but really for me, it's really about shifting my focus. And when I say that, I mean that for me, I focus a lot on the end results and never the journey. Mm-hmm. And I really want to start, and I've been practicing, but definitely something that as we go through non-corporate girls, as we go through being like this freelance life and really like this on this hustle, I really have to shift what that looks like for me. Like everything is not going to look the same. And just because I have this goal doesn't mean that the trajectory to get there is going to be the way I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And I have to be okay with that. I have to be open to that and know that I'm going to get to the goal, but I can change up or I can be open to how the process is to get me there.
Right.
And it's really me shifting. And that's, it takes a lot because, you know, we're sometimes we're so committed to what we want, how we want it, when we want
and
it.
How we want it to look and how we want it to be.
And it's like life don't fuck with us. So we can't be.
Like the loyalty that we have to life doesn't have it to us life doesn't owe us anything.
Just like Mother Nature, she's not loyal to us either, right?
No. And exactly. That's why in this turning point, in this whole new thing, is about bringing new beginnings and opportunities, revealing things that were obscured from our view. So you know how when you look into a mirror and while you're driving, it says the objects are seen closer than they appear, like. That you can apply that to just like things are closer than they appear. Although
that's a good analogy.
Although it seems like you're working tirelessly towards something, whatever it is, whether it's a weight loss goal, whether it's getting this promotion, whether it's like leaving the corporate job, whether it's like a new collaboration, connecting with that one person you've been trying to reach out to for a while, like.
The day you decide to give up is the day things can happen.
Yeah.
So don't give up.
Or the next person that was right next in line just...
Don't give up. Don't sell yourself short.
Right. So this whole newness, it also causes a shift in perspective. And then it marks the beginning of the actual turning point.
Right. That next wave.
Yeah. So see this as a next wave. See this as a, you know, a dawn. Like, I think that sometimes we get scared of beginnings, but sometimes they could be the most refreshing things because they come with no expectation of how anything needs to be. Yeah. But we're constantly thinking of the end that the beginning is like overlooked. And it's okay to have constant new beginnings. It doesn't mean that you're less than or like that. You're less validated or that
we're always,
you know,
evolving.
It's okay
every
to
day
restart.
We're working work in progress,
and so
we're always gonna have new beginnings and everything,
but people's ego let them get the best of it because you never want to seem as the person that's not well seasoned,
right? And this is, you know, they hold the reins so tight.
Yeah.
Like, let the reins go. Mm-hmm. This is not a horse.
It's not I like
just
that.
Let the reins go, like let loose. I mean, this is the whole, you know, dance in life.
Yep.
So, can you repeat the question again? So
the question for all
everyone,
of you to think about, because we want you guys to share it with us on social.
Yes, please.
Like, have a conversation amongst your friends, because, you know, we are always talking about the type of conversations you should be having with those people who are surrounding you and in your circle.
To help you both grow.
Exactly. So, the question is there a turning point currently in your life? And how are you embracing it?
Yeah, so share that with us on social media. Have the conversations with your friends. If you feel comfortable sending us an email about it, we'd love to hear what you think.
Or a video with your response.
Video.
We would love that. We would definitely share it on social.
That would be good. Do that, actually. That would be really good. Especially if you want to get some, 2 seconds on social.
You make y'all hot real quick.
Real hot. So, noncorporategirls@gmail.com. Follow us at noncorporate girls on Instagram. Delilah's at Miss Delilah C on Instagram, and I am at the_Aya_brand on Instagram.
Yup. So I think that we gave you an amazing episode.
A lot of reflection for sure.
Yeah.
So tune in next week.
We'll be back right here, same time. Maybe a different place though.
Definitely a different place.
Later.
Bye.